Start this motherfucker.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing, buddy.
Oh shit. Well, let me. Yes.
Yeah.
Do we get to see where we're at? We're gonna get to.
I mean, do you want to see what you look like?
No, I just wanted to make sure I'm not making a retarded face right away. Alright, hold on, let me play it.
Yeah, you're finna make retarded faces. Hey, I can't be seen at all because of the big dumbass light.
Well, that's good. That's yeah, look.
We need a better camera. Welcome to the Nuclear Playground Podcast. My name is Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
And we're talking about music and playing some shit. And yeah.
I'm a new guitarist, by the way. I don't even know if I like to call myself.
I don't even like to see. I've been playing guitar for a while, but like I'm not the shit. I don't play enough during the day.
I think I've been playing 5 months now, 4 or 5 months. But February. What's this? What's it?
January.
January. February.
Was it February?
Yep, it was February. Yeah.
Started so playing. It's been 4 months?
Yeah, something like that. I've been playing a little bit. Try to play at least half hour. I don't usually get a half an hour. Sometimes I get more, though. But yeah, I'm fairly new, though.
I just spent a lot of my guitar playing time, like, in my comfort zone until, like, a year or two ago. And I still haven't really gotten that far outside of it, but I'm getting there. It's a process.
The comfort zone. Yeah, I'm, like, learning chords. It's, like, I don't know why. It's not the hardest thing. It's probably the most time-consuming. Like, doing scales is fun. I love to do the scales.
Right.
I love to do the fingerings.
The fingerings.
The fingerings of the guitar strings. Learning the lingo is kind of cool. I'm picking that up a little bit as we go, you know?
Yeah.
I'm learning parts of the guitar, finally. Before I was like, oh, the guitar, you know? The thing on the guitar.
I remember when you thought, like, the guitar.
The guitar.
I remember when you thought playing the guitar was this.
Well, you know, like, it was the Crossroads movie with Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
He fucking did that to me. I thought he was the coolest shit, and he was, like, going ham like this, you know, and he looked really cool, and I thought, you know, everybody played Metallica, you know. I was a little kid. So I'm watching these people go ham like this, and I'm thinking, that's how the guitars, but even the slow songs, you know, like, so I just didn't understand the mechanics of it.
Can you imagine I'm trying to play chords like that? Like,
It's fun. I'm not gonna lie, I'm still learning, right? So mm-hmm. I occasionally will be like, I'm bored. I'm not progressing as fast as I'd like on this particular song.
Right.
So I'm just like, it all retarded. Like, and I know that's a beginner thing to do, but it's frustrating. But that's oddly satisfying to fucking act like you know what you're doing. But you know, I'm getting better, and I think if we just keep practicing, I'll eventually catch up.
Yeah.
Eventually, but it's gonna take a while. Like I said, you've been playing a lot.
Pants blues. I couldn't hold it, so I sat in my shoes. And that's why I got them blues. My asshole stinks.
I can't deal with that. If that's the basis of all blues, then we got this shit down, dude.
Like, just find something that will make you sad. Like shitting in your pants. And just write about it. Like,
I remember that being a thing about getting older and shit in your pants. And I'm terrified of hemorrhoids. I'm terrified of shitting my pants. I'm terrified of that. When you get older, you know, your bowels just mm-hmm. they're not as strong as they used to be. And that's yeah. Yeah. I just don't want to have to deal with that. But you know, if I can play the guitar while I'm taking a shit, I'll just sit on the guitar all day and take a shit and play the guitar.
Right.
Make everything okay.
Take a shit and play a guitar. Yeah, I have no idea what we are doing here today other than this. Rocking out and
yeah, basically doing out. A jam session. Kind of. I'm talking know. What about do you music. Play? I don't really know what I want to play right now. I do know this. I want to talk about one of my favorite bands that inspired me to pick up the guitar. Besides, you know, watching you. I've always, like...
You talk about Journey?
Yep, that's a good It's fucking Journey.
I knew it!
Oh, don't forget John Denver. He's right up there. No, besides watching you play and fucking, like, I'm always like, oh, play this. You're like, what the fuck? And I'm, like, always throwing music at
it's
you.
It's always, like, a song I've never played before. And then I gotta, like, go on Ultimate Guitar and, like, look it up. And then,
yeah, I listen to a lot of music. I remember you saying, what's up with all the fucking old 90s obscure music? And I'm like, that's where we grew up.
Yeah.
So, but, like, Pink Floyd is really what inspired me. I've always loved Pink Floyd. I love the easy, simple guitar. Well, they're not simple.
Right.
But they're like, they're slow, they're soulful. You know?
Oops, I messed that one up.
Starting to do a...
Oops! C major 7. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like playing a C. Yeah, except for without your index finger.
Just these two.
You know how pretty that shit is? Yeah. And then you play a D.
D is dying, you
know. And then A minor. G.
Yeah. What kind of G are we talking about? Just regular G.
Just regular ass old G.
Not the cool G though.
Play G5 if you want.
That's like F, one of my favorite chords.
Which is like the most easiest bar chord you'll ever play.
The
in
most
life.
Easy. Is that even a real word?
Yep, it is. It is today. Trademark 2018 Sprout.
Most easiest.
Most easiest.
Most easiest.
Yep, I'm 5.
Yeah. Bar chords are so fucking hard, but I've been practicing. You can ask anybody who's been watching. I'll sit there. I don't know, man. Remember the first song I learned, though?
Oops. Whoops. Whoops.
So you think you can tell? Just skip right past the solo.
Blue skies from gray. Can you tell? Cool. Was it? I forget the words already. Like, I know the words when the song's playing, but then, like, when I have to play it myself, I'm like, what the fuck am I singing?
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's a contest to see who can solo first. Filters and fake pedals and shit.
I have one pedal, and it's just distortion pedal, and it's not really... I can hit the distortion button on this.
Yeah.
And get some... But I don't want to fuck the mic up. I don't want to get all extra buzzing.
All that feedback and shit. Just so you know, my laptop explodes. One or both of us loses an eye.
Taking a cigarette break, I'm going to take a sound quality check while you go ahead and...
You're gonna go in there and fuck around with the echoes?
Get nose.
Yep.
See what we got here. I'm gonna take a step right outside the door.
Yep, you do that. Because the internet can't keep up with real life.
Hey, but seriously, would you strum my guitar?
Wait, is there a delay on the video?
No, everything's on point, like the sound and shit.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Would you strum my guitar?
Strum it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Sounds great. I'm glad we did this.
Yes. All right.
Life is so much easier now.
Mm-hmm.
We can do everything on time.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Dude, we gotta get a better camera.
We need a better schedule.
I don't have schedules.
My nails are way the fuck too long. I know I could play this song. Okay, we start from the beginning. I can do this. Yeah, I gotta jump in. Do no shit.
Thank you. sad, depressing song, dude. Every time I hear this, I'm like, I don't know whether I want to kill myself or kill myself.
There it is.
Which one is it? Seventh?
This one? Yeah.
No, wait.
You're pressing too hard. You just have to just have your fingers ever so slightly touching them. Pinch a pinch. That was a pain in my ass, but hear that? A little pinch harmonic there. I wasn't better at those, because then you can do like on electric, you can do what they call like squealies and shit. With the pinch harmonics and shit's nuts. I think it would just be doing it all fast and shit. Like how?
Maybe no girlfriends.
Does that mean that they're homeless? Badoonch. Guitar joke.
Yeah, yeah. Guitar joke. But yeah, I don't know. What band made you want to play guitar? What song or music?
I just always thought the guitar would be a fun instrument to play. My mom has always, like, thrust me into the arts. Like, I chose drawing on my own volition, but, like, she's always encouraged me to be creative in other aspects, too. Like, I played piano when I was little, and I can't play it for shit now. Like, I played a little bit of it, but, like, I never got the opportunity to play guitar till high school. Like, all my friends played guitar. Like, I played trumpet. And the only reason I had to play the trumpet was because there were no available saxophones when I was in elementary school.
Saxophone.
I played a little bit of sax in high school. But, like, guitar, I don't know. It seemed like it would be a challenge. And my dad always wanted me to, like, be good at the guitar. He got me, like, this little, like, toy guitar that had, like, it had frets, for, like, buttons for frets. It was like a Guitar Hero guitar. But, like, it had strings down here. And, it played chords and shit, and my dad was always like, yeah, you're gonna be the next Jimi Hendrix, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, but I need a real guitar. So my mom finally got me one when I was like 14, 15. And I never took any lessons. I just asked friends who played guitar to show me how to play shit, like just songs. And that was it. I just thought it would just be something to be cool with. I didn't really take it as seriously as I wanted to when I was younger.
Yeah.
So I just kind of just spent like 10 years on the guitar fucking around, playing shit by ear, and like I didn't know how to play chords and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like if you told me I was playing power chords all that whole time, I wouldn't have even known. And finally one day I just got a chord chart. Like, when I was, like, 20-something, I was like, maybe I should take this seriously.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think the first song that actually made me want to play guitar wasn't even Pink Floyd. Although, Pink Floyd was basically my main influence. The very first song that influenced me to ever want to play guitar or to be, like, that interested was Sleepwalk by the Santos Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, that song was dope as shit. And for the longest time when I was a little kid, I thought Richie Valens played that song until I got to, like, 12 years old and I actually looked at the movie credits on the VHS. You remember VHS?
Yeah.
Rewound the fucking videotape and pressed pause and saw that, you know, the song was called Sleepwalk by Santos Brothers or whatever it was. And I'm like, oh. Okay, cool. And they didn't even use, they used one electric guitar, and they used that lap guitar with the 32 mm-hmm. strings or whatever that is, dude. And
the
slide guitar with the steel fingers, yeah. I was like, that is dope as shit.
I think what really made me get serious about the guitar and not just like fucking around all the time was there's a couple of different things. Like the Beatles played a heavy role in it. And it was mostly just because I wanted to play Blackbird. And my brother, when I gave him one of my old guitars, he just mastered that shit like instantaneously. He's just like, oh, you played one string instrument, you played them all, and just started blowing my ass out the water. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna play Blackbird now. And then I found out that he could play it, and when I found the tabs for it, I was like, how the fuck is that even possible? So like, I years later, I watched a tutorial on like how Marty Music plays it, and that's how I ended up playing it. But I think
shout out to Marty Music.
Now the Beatles, Pink Floyd played a really big part in it, and there's one other band, and I don't know why I'm slacking on their name right now.
Is it a Japanese band?
It's a Japanese band.
I don't totally know.
Bump of Chicken.
Bump of Chicken.
And the Pillows.
I want to say Metallica was another one. Because I always loved Metallica when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Enter the Sandman one, you know, all those really fucking insanely fast guitar playing. Yeah. Have you got that one down yet?
Sort of.
I haven't even attempted that song yet. There's a song that I play that motherfuckers think I know how to play where I don't know how to play a fucking thing on it. I just do this over and over, you know. And they're like, hey, I know that song. It's good, because I don't know shit else but this.
That's all I know. And then the rest of the shit's fucking lost on me.
That's all I know right there. It's like the end.
Oh, good.
That's it. But every time I do that, I'm like, I'm faking these motherfuckers.
We should do a singing like James Hetfield challenge. Who can do it best?
Oh, no, for this. Never up in my selfish ways. That is I've been living our way. Oh, these words I don't just say. And nothing else matters.
That's way better than I could do.
I don't even know the lyrics of this song.
A long time working on my Hetfield.
You gotta
go ah, like after like everything.
It sounds like
until he sleeps.
Whiskey in the gyro.
In the gyro.
Whiskey in the gyro. That's funny. Oh, that's such a good one. So, how do you like the studio setup in Colorado?
It's beautiful.
It's nice, isn't it? No humidity like the Minnesota's. Speaking of Colorado, let's.
Good old Colorado. Colorado.
But yeah. Return setup.
Oops. Damn, I have not played this in a while.
Yeah,
Damn, Sprout.
I like that one.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these bloated wings and burn to fried. I don't know why you got me singing it like that, dude. It's like force of habit now. Gomenasai Japanese people. Alright, let me get serious. Now I can't even play it. Let me get a bite of that.
God damn.
It's your big dumb ass half burger. Like, it's the size of a full burger. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're swine on this?
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I can't afford bacon, dude.
But you can afford beef, which is more expensive than the pork.
I know. I had to splurge on the beef.
You think I got 10 cents for bacon?
Nope. That's not even real ketchup. That's food coloring.
It's just what is it? That fake ass ketchup that they're talking about making that comes in slices?
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting. Get some sliced ketchup.
They think that motherfuckers are gonna buy that shit? It's like cranberry sauce.
Dude, somebody's gonna buy it. I promise you. You know why? Because it's futuristic. The motherfuckers wanna be cool living in the future. Like Forrest Gump.
And Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
With his space legs.
Actually, they were in the past, but you know.
Lieutenant Dan was in the future. He had space legs.
He has that old metal. Titanium alloy is not even that good anymore.
But it was space legs at the time.
In the past.
Yeah.
You got new legs, Lieutenant Dan. Can I get that lighter?
Huh.
Try the cable out here.
Ah.
So the idea is to tune all those different guitars in a different tune. That way I don't have to.
That's why I want to get another guitar so I can have one in drop C. Way down lows in drop C.
I feel like if you get a baritone, it'd be better. Because from my understanding, drop C is super attainable in a baritone guitar because of the longer strings.
No, I wanted it on electric.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Baritone electric, and then we can do ambient fucking shit with that.
But you can just play that motherfucker in drop C.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. This does not get dropped C'd.
I'm not saying that one specifically.
No, this doesn't drop anything. This is.
Steep. You don't even play it in drop D?
No.
What?
Nope.
I've seen you play it in drop D.
Nope. That was my blue guitar.
Why don't you put... It's so easy to go back to the E. Look. I'm going to drop D right now.
Drop D. I'm not dropping this in anything. This is staying right where it's at. There's so many songs that play with drop D. It's so cheap, dude. 90s. I love the 90s. Don't you?
Yeah.
And would you say it was like a guitar hack back in the day?
No, I'm trying to hear it. Look, I need that E. Give me the E. All right. There we go.
Let's talk about drop D.
And how everything is easy in drop D?
Yeah. And how a lot of 90s songs have drop D.
That's how we have all these bands that are famous now, because it's just like, fuck it, play it in drop D. I just play on one fret. Godsmack. Oh, let me go back and drop D. I'm gonna play every Godsmack song ever.
Let's hear this. When you do that, I always think of the beginning.
Get back! Don't touch me! Go away! Get back! Touch me! Don't touch me! It's like every fucking Godsmack song ever.
I don't know, man. I just feel like this isn't a good thing to eat right now. I feel like this is bad. Look at that sandwich. Doesn't this look like there's something in it?
Cheese. And what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I took a bite off of this side, and I'm looking at that side.
What the fuck is that?
And I'm like...
It's in the meat.
Yeah, and that's what I'm like...
What is that?
Yeah, what is that? That looks like eggs, bro.
But it's not.
But what is it?
It looks like fiber.
But what is it, then?
Don't put it in my face. It might attack.
What is that? It does look like little eggs.
Touch it.
Touch it. I'm not eating that fucking shit, dude. Ah!
Killer burger.
What, did you see that? Those look like little individual eggs. Bro, look at that.
Where'd you get that at? Hardee's?
Burger King.
Take it back.
Like, what is this shit?
Y'all trying to kill me. That's what I say. Like, what is that shit?
Y'all trying to give me eggs.
I'm trying to give me eggs, AIDS. Flexibility, love, and trust. Take a moment to think of just that burger and what the fuck. Oh, man.
We just ate some bugs. Now we sick.
We gon' die. Right here.
There were just some flies. That's gross, dude.
That we ate. Shout out to Rebecca Sugar for writing that song. You're awesome.
That's so funny. So, Rebecca Sugar is from what?
She was the storyboard artist for Adventure Time, and then she's the creator of Steven Universe.
Adventure Time is the shit.
And now a storyboard artist from Steven Universe got his own show called Craig of the Creek. They'd be recycling their own staff. It's great. Like, you want to be at Cartoon Network forever? Just keep storyboarding or something, I guess. Although, I don't know, because there's a lot of storyboard artists that are looking for work that are formerly from, like, CN and, like, Disney and shit like that.
Start up on YouTube.
That's how a lot of Newgrounds cats got paid.
Right? I'm a little blurry on the laws.
For what?
Consumption.
Of food?
You know, alcoholic beverages and such on YouTube.
Joe Rogan be drinking and smoking on his podcast like all the time.
He's not monetized.
Yeah, he is. There's ads on his shit.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get paid somehow. It's not just sponsorships.
There's a million, though.
And he's sponsored by his own shit now.
He's always been sponsored. Most of the time, anyways. Burger King ain't getting none of my business no more. Or at least that particular Burger King. It's always the fucking extra fucked up hood ones, dude, that I always gotta deal with. I hate when the motherfuckers answer the window like, "What do you want?" Like, are you kidding me? You know where I got it from?
The one in Brooklyn Center?
Yep. The one by Yo Job.
Man, it'd be Party City at night at Burger King.
Yeah, they'd be putting fucking maggots and shit in people's food.
Done, that's during the day.
I don't care.
I don't know. See, now you got me thinking about it. I'm going to go to work tomorrow, and I'm going to, like, give me some Burger King. And thoroughly investigate that shit.
I would.
Thoroughly. I'm gonna get a whole, like, crime lab kit. Barcodes!
Stupid barcodes.
Still talk about that goddamn sandwich.
Dude, this fucking sandwich is disgusting. Like, I unplugged myself, too. Check this shit out, though. Like, I don't know if they can see that, but look. Do you see that? I don't know if you guys can see the detail, but that's like eggs and shit, man. Ugh. Do you want this sandwich?
Fuck no.
You sure?
There's wood chips in it.
That's not wood chips. That's a whole family. That's a whole baby. Bunch of babies.
Well, shit, you want to wrap it up for now? We got some good time in.
No. We still never got to discuss some shit.
Like what? What you want to talk about?
I got a question.
What's on your mind?
Shut up. Let me plug this back in, then turn this back on. Actually, I probably don't even need this back on because I'm just gonna ask you a few questions. What would you rather prefer to do, like rhythm, bass, or lead?
As I'm not the best lead guitarist, I probably would just play rhythm or bass. But I mean, I'd like to be good at lead.
I'm not good at any of that, but I'd rather be lead or fucking.
You just don't want to play bar chords.
I don't want to play bar chords. I mean,
you're gonna have to at some point.
Okay. I got another question, man. Slash or David Gilmour?
I never really cared for Slash.
Really?
He's alright. The band itself was great as a whole. But.
Okay, Eric Clapton or David Gilmour?
Shit. Probably David Gilmour. Just because he bends ridiculously high.
David Gilmour or Prince?
Prince.
That's funny.
Definitely Prince.
Probably one of the best guitarists ever. Yeah. Okay. Another one. What's the name of that movie? I'm trying to really think of it. But I got just Sublime or Wookiefoot.
Fucking Sublime.
Pantera or not Pantera, excuse me. Ween.
Oh wait, just 1 second. Not to say that Wookiefoot's not a good band, because they are, but Sublime did it first and better.
What's the name of that shit, dude? That Ween or Primus?
Fuck. Is both an option?
No.
Oh, come on. That's a tough call to make. I'm gonna have to say Primus.
Yeah.
They're the only band with Primus listed as a, like, they're the only band with their name listed as a genre in iTunes.
Okay.
Like, what kind of music is Primus? Fucking Primus.
Alright. As far as movie duels go with guitars. 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 Steve Vai and Ralph Macchio in that Crossroads movie, or the Dueling Banjos in Deliverance?
Dueling Banjos.
That's the shit.
Dueling Banjos. I'm trying to play that shit on the guitar, like, super hard. I wanna get really good at it. Oops.
Next time we do this, we're definitely going to have a better idea of where we're going with this.
Yeah.
because this would be the first time we've ever done anything like this.
It was fun, nonetheless.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to
I think maybe next time we should have a better plan as far as, like, what we're playing.
Oh, that's... And talking about. We're just randomly playing shit, dude.
Thanks for watching, like, comment, subscribe, share, all that jazz.
Yep. Until next time.
Peace.